Good morning, good people. It is 17th November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, religious. The readings are from Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, 14 to 22, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. An unrepented life is an unrealistic life. Repentance is all about listening, learning, and leaning. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. When we continue to live in our casual and usual sins, we do not listen to the Lord. Rather, listening and bombarded to the self-destructive voice that misleads us and others. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. It is possible that we may not hear the gentle knock of the Savior while we are so busy with someone, a crucial and pleasurable relationship or work. Jesus knocks at our doors of existence every day. Unless we are familiar with the voice and the dabbing of the sound of Jesus, we may not listen to Him. Whenever our spiritual life becomes indifferent, weak, and lukewarm, we feel the distance between Jesus and us is huge and far apart. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Revelation chapter 3 verse 16. The responsorial psalm verse tells us, "The one who is victorious, I will sit beside me on my throne." Revelation chapter 3 verse 21. Jesus expresses his desire to come into our lives in the gospel. "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Luke chapter 19 verse 5. Just place your name instead of Zacchaeus, then it feels very personal. In which tree are we on in our life? Everyone is hanging around or up on the tree of pleasure, money, profession, fun, power, and so on. We need to come down. Jesus wants to stay with us in our homes, families, and lives. Unless we repent, we cannot accommodate Jesus in our life. Let us not remain nominal Christian, but a phenomenal Christian in our spiritual life. It is time to move from our complacency to constancy. By recognizing and acknowledging our emptiness and poverty, we go after the riches of Christ. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.